All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Got a lot in this segment, so I'm going to go straight to Chris Sill with the Olympic update.
All right, guys. Men's soccer played VCU Tuesday evening. Third-year Cameron Chavira, excuse me if I said that wrong, scored his first career goal in double overtime in a 1-0 triumph. Women's soccer against Duke this past weekend. Mackenzie Doniak's goal in the 88th minute broke a scoreless draw, gave the number 3 in the nation, Virginia, a 1-0 win over number 5 Duke. Men's tennis first year, Ryan Shane remains unbeaten this fall, winning a pair of matches on Sunday at the ITA All-American Championships. In men's golf, fourth year Mac McLaughlin and redshirt freshman Nick Tremps, tied for fourth place to lead a group of 3 Virginia men's golfers who competed at the George Mason's Champs Patriot Intercollegiate. Field hockey, the number 7 Virginia field hockey team won its 6th straight game, defeating St. Joseph 6-3 on Sunday afternoon. In volleyball, we had Virginia volleyball second year Tori Janowski record her 2nd triple-double of the season in a loss to Maryland on Sunday. And then baseball, fall ball is in full swing with the Orange and Blue World Series beginning Wednesday night at 6 p.m. There will also be 4 other games throughout the month up to October 16th. So if you want to catch the full schedule, just go to virginiasports.com and go to the baseball page. I actually saw Reed Gregnani at church yesterday. Told him to stay healthy. We're going to need him.
Yes, absolutely. Good baseball player. All right, next week's show, we have UVA head football coach Mike London.
And he'll be joining us at 6:30 probably in that second half hour.
And we've got, all likelihood, Chris Horn will be joining us at some point in the show. And we've also got Dr. Vince Dalton from Ortho Virginia working on trying to line up Aaron Brooks, former UVA QB, and former UVA defensive back Tyrone Lewis. Tight end Tom Santee's a possibility. And running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, Cedric Pierman, we've got a line on him to bring him back. He was with us last year.
Yeah, pray that who's get it done this weekend. I don't want to have Coach London on a 4-game losing streak.
Oh, one quick mention. If it was not said previously on Who's Talking, we want to do a shout-out to Michael Tusky, our former research analyst. Michael did a great job on Who's Talking. He's now got a job that forces him to travel quite a bit. And we miss Michael, although we are certainly enjoying having Chris Sill joining us now in studio. But want a quick shout-out to Michael because he did a great job for us.
Yeah, appreciate everything he did. And he was here 2 years, right, I think? 2 years where he did that research thing for us and on the air with the Olympic Report and so forth.
Quick, we've got next week's games. Obviously, Boston College is at Army. That's at noon on CBS.
In the Ho-Hum Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. Any thoughts on that, anybody? Virginia Tech is at North Carolina. That's the ACC Network game at 12:30.
That's a big game.
That's a huge game.
North Carolina's playing well.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm blown away at Tech this year, honestly. I really didn't see them in this position starting out. So we'll see. That's a coin flip.
And Carolina had a nice tune-up game where they beat somebody 56-0.
The Idaho Vandals.
Yeah, the poor Vandals got vandalized.
Yeah.
We got Georgia Tech at Clemson. That's a great game at 3:30.
Clemson.
Tough game. Georgia Tech has lost 2 heartbreakers in a row, basically, where they've gotten up and then they've squandered.
You're not going into Death Valley.
Nah. Wake Forest is at Maryland. I think this is a big game for both those schools. Miami versus Notre Dame. Future, you know, ACC new member soon.
Notre Dame at home.
I think Miami is on a roll, and I think Miami is going to spank them. Florida State at NC State, that's a huge game for State, but I think Florida State's probably got too much
talent.
Virginia's at Duke. Hava, quick thoughts.
Cavs will win.
Cavs win.
All right, I think Virginia's going to find a way. I don't know about the blowout that Antonio predicted.
No, I think he's a little too optimistic.
It might be too optimistic, but I do think Virginia's going to win by double digits. Sean Renfrey, the quarterback for Duke, is injured with an elbow problem.
And who will be the starting quarterback for Virginia?
I'll say the only obvious
thing today. Sims is
going to
play a lot.
Sims is going to start.
I think we have to all agree. Sims is going to play more. He may not start, but I think Rocco's leash will be short. And I do think Duke has had some attrition in the secondary. And if Virginia's not throwing the football in this game, something's wrong. Duke has lost like 3 players in the secondary to injury.
Well, the one thing we found with Sims, he likes to throw the football.
All right, we got just a few seconds here quickly.
Tomorrow night, a nice little gathering for our sponsors down at Jefferson Hotel at 6 o'clock. So we're
looking forward to seeing our sponsors.
Sponsors and friends.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to go to our – oh, we still got more time. Jesse Kidd kept flesh in the one. I don't know if that meant 1 second or 1 minute. All right. Let's just remind folks, we've got Coach Mike Linden next week. Please tell all your friends and family to tune in. Should be a great show with Coach. We've also got Chris Horn working on lining him up to give us some new insights on recruiting trail.
And this really is a big game on Saturday down in Durham.
Huge game.
If they can figure out a way to get this win, then all of a sudden you got a chance to turn the season because you're coming home for Maryland and Wake Forest. And those are not gimme putts, but those are certainly games that,
those are winnable
that
games.
You could win. And, you know, if we're sitting here 3 weeks from now, 5-3.
That's a whole lot better than the worst.
it looks a whole lot better at that stage.
Anyway, we want to thank all of our sponsors. We want to thank all of our guests tonight. I thought Antonio Rice had great thoughts, and we hope to bring him back very soon.
He's a good ambassador of the football program,
great
that's
guy.
For sure.
And you know he's a bright guy. He's an IT specialist for the university these days, and I know they every now and then they bring him on WINA up there, and he does a great job. So very good. Closing
right.
thoughts.
Yeah, we thank the people for listening, as always. Thank Frank for all he does, and Chris and everybody. So just stick with us for Who's Talking next Monday night.
Go Who's, beat Duke.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.